This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. I forgot your name for a second there, Caroline. Sorry. Caroline and Uma with you.
7 years.
On the evening edition.
The itch.
The itch is real.
Oh, dear.
5:34 p.m. Lynn Mark is here from the news desk to talk about the markets. But first, there were reports this morning, of course, the big news that Khazanah National's board of directors has offered to resign. What more can you tell us?
So this includes all 9 board members, including its managing director, Tan Sri Azman Mokhtar. So Khazanah put out a statement earlier today saying that the offer to resign is to facilitate a smooth and orderly transition under the new government. Mm-hmm. So Khazanah also said they'll issue a new statement once they have further details of the reconstitution of the board. Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng in Parliament called it a wise decision, and it said it was completely Khazanah's own choice.
Yeah, but I understand Cabinet hasn't discussed it yet, right?
They haven't discussed it, and actually we're not sure if they will, because it's now apparently in the Prime Minister's hands. He will decide which direction he wants to take Khazanah towards going forward, whether he accepts the resignation or not. There's also been some concern over what Khazanah's role will be in Malaysia Baharu. So Pakan MP Datuk Sri Najib Razak told reporters in Parliament today, Khazanah was founded to help generate wealth for the country and not for Bumiputra equality. So he was addressing an earlier interpretation of Khazanah's objective by Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. And Rembau MP Khairi Jamaluddin also expressed some concerns over Twitter that maybe more GLCs would be broken up and redistributed a la the 1990s. So there has been discussion as well of whether the government is going to sell off Khazanah assets in order to repay the country's debt. One recent valuation placed Khazanah's worth as in excess of 150 billion ringgit.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is possibly the biggest news story of the day. It was quite shocking. It's something we're going to be talking about a little later after the 6 o'clock news as well. Now, I hear there were some mixed reactions from investors in Khazanah-linked counters on Bursa today as well.
Yeah, so some of those counters were in the red. MAHB, CIMB and Telecom Malaysia were all down. Of the Khazanah-linked counters that were in the green, there were IHH Healthcare, Time.com. The Naga National saw a fairly large jump. They were up 1.5% at 15 ringgit 10 cent.
All right, Lynn Mark, thank you very much for that update and market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.